Now, continuing with Daniel Whiffen's gold, Swim Ireland is celebrating the win. Earlier, I spoke to its performance director, Dr. John Rudd. First, I asked him about Daniel Whiffen saying last night that he was one of the best ever.
He's broken the world record in the short course pool and European record in the long course pool, Olympic record. Yeah, there's not many more things that he's got to achieve now.
Such an exciting race last night. You were there. Bring us through the race. At what point did you feel Daniel Whiffen was going to take gold?
It was probably only in the last length, you know, the last 50 metres where you felt certain that it was going to happen. It was a really cagey race, well constructed, lots of guys in there with different strategies and tactics. And I suppose it was only in the last 25 where you felt that the American Bobby Fink wasn't going to catch Daniel, which is that's his MO, is to be really strong at the end, and Daniel held him off, that you felt that the gold medal was in the bag. And right up until that point, you know, he was certainly in the top three, but it wasn't clear he was going to be gold until those very last meters. And when you have someone that is able to almost block out what other athletes are doing in the race and stick to their own principles, you don't get nervous and you don't get worried for them, because they just return that composure.
Did you meet Daniel after the race? What did you say to him?
Well, obviously I congratulated him, and I mean, the other thing is I thanked him for all he's done for the next generation of young swimmers and young people in Ireland, because we know that Olympic medals are difficult to come by and gold ones don't come around that often. And he's thoroughly deserving of this because of his application and his commitment. But the inspiration that this will provide to tens of thousands of young people for generations going forwards, it's very difficult to measure.
Well, certainly difficult to measure, a big inspiration. But what does it say about swimming in Ireland?
Well, it says that anything's possible. It says that if you believe and you're willing to commit and you're willing to put in the hard yards and devote yourself to, you know, what is a really, really honourable pastime, then these things are totally capable for anybody. And Daniel's a regular young man with no airs and graces, and here he is now an Olympic champion.
Well, Daniel's gold follows Mona McSherry's bronze. A successful Olympic so far.
We've got very talented athletes, and there's depth across the team. You know, let's also remember that Ellen Walsh made an Olympic final, which is something that, again, we've not done an awful lot in the past. So there's a supremely talented group of athletes here that we've managed to identify and nurture. Some great coaching taking place. A national governing body that's been willing to support them and help them along the journey. Terrific support from the likes of Sport Ireland and Sport Northern Ireland and the Olympic Federation of Ireland. You know, when you put all of those things together, then these kind of things can happen. So there certainly isn't one thing. It's a melting pot of lots of things coming right at the same time.
Lots of athletes and swimmers still to compete at the Olympics. What does this win do for them?
Well, it's hugely inspirational. You know, we've got two relays to go on day eight of the competition, where for four of the boys, it's their first swim of the competition. A female medley relay that, again, has a chance of making the final if they can get it right. It makes a huge difference when medals are on the board for every sport that's taking part in this Olympic Games for Ireland.
Dr. John Rudd, Performance Director with Swim Ireland and Team Leader of the Aquatic Section of Team Ireland there.